You
glad you could be with us.
Wonderful to be here. Amen. Isn't it great to be saved?
Amen.
Good to have my friend, Brother Mac, with me. He's a missionary to Jamaica. Great man of God. I appreciate his ministry, all that he's done for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thankful for Lighthouse Baptist Church in Asheville, Alabama.
Amen.
Without the E after A-S-H. If it was E on it, it'd be North Carolina. But I'm glad to be in Asheville, Alabama. Roll Tide, roll.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody worried about Alabama this year with all the coaches leaving. He just got better coaches, that's all. Got the pros. So they going to the top. If not, I'll be very disappointed. Exodus chapter 17. Appreciate the good lesson this morning in the Sunday school hour. America's known for guts, grits, and guns.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't like butter and grits, something wrong with you. If you like sugar and milk on grits, something's definitely wrong with you. But if you like butter, salt, and pepper, you're an old-fashioned redneck southern boy. Amen. A girl. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Y'all with me this morning?
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Have a good time in the Lord. I'll tell you, I'm glad this is Independence Day. You and me, it's Dependence Day for the Lord Jesus Christ. I love America. And if you don't like America, leave.
Amen. Amen.
That border's wide open.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You can just leave. Amen. Amen. I think there ought to be shut borders except when you want to exit. That would be easy to get out, amen, if you don't like America. Brother Ron got me stirred up about the squad and all that. Amen. How many of you served in the military? Raise your hand. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you for your service for the Lord Jesus Christ. I've always had proper etiquette. I've always done that. Amen. Saluted the flag. I saw a picture of a little old boy stopped and alongside the road and put his hand on the flag when it was being waved where he was at, national anthem being played. We're living in difficult times today. The devil has turned every ounce of his power loose on this world. We're getting ready to leave. I look for the Lord to come at any second. Nothing's got to be complete for him to step out on the cloud and call the church home. He'll step out and say, come up hither. And all of us who've been redeemed by that wonderful blood of the Lamb of God will leave out of here. That old boy said, we're going to shuck out of here one of these days. Amen. Won't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be great to leave from Asheville, Alabama, Lighthouse Baptist Church this morning? Just him step out and say, come home, church.
Amen.
The rest of you can just stay and do what you want to. But I'm glad I'm going to be gone. Amen. Exodus chapter 17, would you stand with me, please? I'm going to begin reading in verse number 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow. I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon. Nearing and her stayed up his hands, one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put them out of remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. I want to pray, and then I want to preach on why old glory is worth protecting. Our Father, we bow to you today to thank you again for the goodness of God to us, to our land. Lord, I pray today that you'll have your divine way in this service. Speak to our hearts. Do in us what needs to be done that will bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we pray if there's somebody here unsaved today, God, that the Holy Spirit of God will deal deep in that heart, bring him under heavy conviction. And then, Lord, save them by your amazing grace. But, Lord, I pray also that this be a day that you'll stir our hearts about the goodness of God. Help us to turn our nation back to thee. And, Lord, we'll certainly thank you for what you do now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Why, old glory is worth protecting. The flag has been under much attack here lately. National anthem and all that's been under attack, not by good old-fashioned red-blooded Americans, but by those who have infiltrated our land and caused much damage to our country. Right. Some, even in government, have done damage to our land and our country. But thank God there's still some around. There's still a few around who's ready to go to battle for our great nation, the United States of America, to stand firm on all of its convictions and actions in this world. When I think about what all has happened, when you see on national TV, when a gold medalist would turn a back and do all those things against the national anthem in the United States, why in the world would we support her? Why in the world would we pay her way to do all these things she's done? What I'm trying to say to you today, if you don't like America, then why don't you get out of America? Amen. If you love America, stand up for America. Stand for the fundamental facts. But in this hour now, when our flag is discarded, is it just simply a piece of cloth? It is to some, I'm sure. But to you and me who served in this country, lived in this land, fought for this country, it's more than just a piece of flag. It's the dignity of our land. Thank God, I think every time you see an athlete who would not stand and salute the flag ought to be put off the team. Amen. Y'all listening?
Yeah, come on.
Why old glory is worth protecting? Because people have given their blood to protect this country.
Right.
Died on foreign fields to protect this country. Have fought the wars of yesteryear and fighting the world today because of our stand for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
When we talk about old glory, is it worth preserving? What do we mean preserving? It means to preserve. It means to keep from damage or injury.
Amen.
I hate to see somebody try to burn the flag. You remember a few years ago, there's a man over in Arkansas was going to burn the flag. An atheist was going to burn the flag. Old-fashioned red-blooded American went up and hit him upside the head, knocked him down, said, you'll never burn that flag in my presence.
Amen.
What we need today is some old-fashioned American redneck people to stand firm and defend our country again.
Right.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
We have cowed down. We have submitted. The devil has used the COVID-19 to stop our worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. God help us. My doctor asked me the other day, said, preacher, have you taken the COVID vaccine? I said, no, and I'm not planning on taking it.
Amen.
Amen. I think it might become like the mark of the beast. You can't buy nothing, and if you don't have it marked on you that you've had the vaccine. I said there's enough black market people can make cards to show you've been vaccinated, but when they're required on the hand or the forehead, they can't make a card for that.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to standing and fighting the battle, aren't you?
Amen.
I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to cow down. Old Glory is worth protecting.
Right.
Why is Old Glory worth protecting? Because it symbolizes God's blessings upon a great nation that he permitted to be formed. When I think about the battles sometimes are barriers to God's blessing. Hey, we ought to die to flesh. We're in a great battle today. It's a barrier against us living for the Lord. This old-fashioned flesh that we have keep us from standing for God like we ought to stand. I see all the time. You know, one of the places I believe we can testify where we go is when we go out to eat. Just bow your head in public and pray. Amen. I told y'all this one time. We was in Atlanta, Georgia, in a camp meeting. And Mays Jackson was there with us.
Amen.
And we all went out to eat at the restaurant that day, and somebody called on Brother Mays to pray. I said, oh, Lord, they done messed up now. Mays pushed his chair back, knelt down on the floor, and prayed for about 15 minutes. And when he got through praying, everybody in that restaurant had laid down their fork and nobody was eating. I thought, what a wonderful testimony. God help us to stand and give a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let us bow down to the things of this world. Fight, 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 fight. So our battle with the flesh, it must be won if we're going to have victory. We must die daily to the flesh. We must surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ every ounce of the day. Look in verse 16 of Exodus chapter 17. The Bible said, Bibles are a continued blessing coming from God. He said, because the Lord hath sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. And may I say to you, battles are not won by our schemes and our doings. Battles are won by God.
Amen.
You cannot scheme enough to win a battle. It takes the power of the Holy God of heaven to give us victory. Amen. What we must do is surrender to him. What we must do is yield our life to him.
Amen.
And die to self daily. Man, I tell you, if I could just get rid of me, I'd be all right. Amen. Why is Old Glory worth protecting? It symbolizes God's people at its best. Look in verse 9, if you would, of Exodus chapter 17. The Bible said in verse 9, notice what it says here. When Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses said unto him and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur and went up to the top of the hill. We need some people to run to the top of the hill today.
Amen.
We live in the valley too much. Let's run up on top of the hill. The battles are won there, amen? Battles are won by his doings and not our doings.
That's right,
notice in verse 14, it symbolizes God's principle and accomplishments for the purpose of God. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Old Glory teaches us that the blessings of a nation which is fulfilled in dependence upon God. When I think about being dependent upon him, that's for everything.
Right.
Not our human flesh. I think about what Old Glory really stands for. Let me give you two or three things today talking about Old Glory. Old Glory is a land where God let salvation come through the blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful we have the freedom to stand and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ without any interference,
Amen.
Without any hesitance? I'm glad you and I can stand this afternoon or this morning and proclaim the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, if you're in Alabama, it still may be morning. But in Georgia, it's this afternoon.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm on Georgia time. Oh, glory is the land where the blood is shed, where Jesus came and died on the old rugged cross in the land of America. He shed his blood for us. Amen.
Amen.
It's promised blood. Turn, if you would, to Genesis chapter 3. Look in verse 15. The Bible said in Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between the seed and her seed, and it shall be bruise thy head, and it shall bruise thy heel." Hey, in Exodus chapter 12, we're talking about that promised blood. It was appointed blood.
Amen.
It was applied blood. It was, hey, approved blood.
Yeah.
There's nothing can wash away our sins except the blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I'm glad this afternoon, thank God Almighty, that I have in my possession the freedom of the blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
In my heart. Redeemed by His amazing grace.
Amen.
Wonderful to know Him, isn't it?
Amen.
The Bible said not only is it promised blood, but it's precious blood. Look in 1 Peter. I know you can quote these, but look in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 and verse 19, where it says, "For as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers." But notice verse 19. "But with the precious blood of Christ."
Amen.
"As of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Thank God Almighty for the precious blood.
Amen.
Song said there is a fountain filled with blood.
Amen.
I'm glad, thank God, that fountain stays full.
Amen.
Of the blood of the Lamb of God. I'm glad we cannot use it up. I was preaching up in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, some years ago. I probably told this here. When you're my age and been preaching as long as I've been preaching, 52 years, you have to tell the same thing sometimes, you know. But I was preaching up in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Brother Jeff Ledbetter was pastor up there at that time. And that night, God moved in a young man's heart. And he walked down that aisle to get saved. They'd never been in a place like this before. They just started coming to that church and during the revival, and the young man got under conviction, was going to get saved. Up there, they had some old-timey Georgia ways. When that man went down to pray, several men just got all over him, like they used to do, you know. And man, I'm telling you, it was on. And the man's wife couldn't understand what was going on. So she stood up in opposition. She started down the aisle and she said, "What's wrong with y'all? What y'all doing to my husband?" And she tried to get by me, and I'd step in front of her to keep her from interfering with the men praying with them. And she'd step around, I'd step over here, and she'd step back, and I'd step. Finally, I grabbed her. I said, "Ma'am, leave this alone. He's trying to get saved. The Lord's trying to save this man." And they praying with him. She said, "They're smothering him to death." I said, "No, he's all right. Leave him alone. Sit down, shut up." She said, "We've been going to church for 25 years and I ain't never seen nothing like this." I said, "Well, you need to be down there at the altar too then, don't you?" But what I'm trying to say to you, hey, that precious blood of the Lamb of God washed that man's sins away that night. And I'm not telling it all, but that when he started out the door, I said, "Well, I hope you come back tomorrow night." He said, "I'll be here." I said, "I hope so." Little Thomas, Doubting Thomas, you know.
Yeah.
So the next night he came in by himself. I said, "Where's your wife?" He laughed. He said, "She wouldn't come." And so I said, when he left that night, "Hope to see you tomorrow night." He said, "I'll be here." And he came in that night in his work clothes. He said, "I had to work a little late today, and I told my wife, I called and told her to have my supper ready and my bath water drawn, that I was going to take a bath and eat supper quick and go to church." Said when I got home, she just started cooking supper. And says, I told her, I said, "I asked you to have my bath drawn." She said, "Well, you've been working all day. I thought we'd just stay at home and rest tonight." He said, "I'm going to church."
Amen. Amen.
He said, I didn't eat supper. I got me a McDonald's hamburger on the way and ate while I was coming to church. When he left that night, I said, I hope to see you tomorrow. He said, I'll be here. I said, ask your wife to come. He laughed. He said, I've asked every night. She won't come. So when he came in the next night, I said, your wife wouldn't come? He said, no, but she promised me she's coming Friday night. I said, wonderful. So she came Friday night, sat on the back row, sat like an old red hen, blowed up, you know, just sat there. We have old roosters blowed up sometime too, ladies. And she sat back there, gave the invitation. She wouldn't move. We went out the door, I told her, I said, ma'am, be praying for you. She said, don't worry about praying for me. I said, but you can't stop me from praying for you. She said, no, but it won't work. I said, okay, we'll see. And when he left out, I told him, I said, sir, I'll be praying for you. You're going to really need it. He laughed. He said, yeah, I know it. So she's going to be a hard case. Time went on. I called Brother Jeff. About 6 months later, he called me. He said, guess what? I said, don't tell me that. He said, yeah, it happened. Since his wife came and got saved tonight. You know what I'm saying? That blood, that precious blood of the Lamb of God can take the vilest, hardest, meanest, most wicked sinner and wash all them sins away. Oh, thank God for that precious blood. April 27, 1968, 33 years of age, hard in my heart, almost an infidel. Oh, praise God, he done something in me that nobody else could do. That precious blood of the Lamb of God washed my sins away. And now I stand here today in Asheville, Alabama, after preaching for 52 years. Isn't that wonderful? What a great thing we have when we think about the precious, powerful blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. How many of y'all saved?
Amen.
You know what washed your sins away? What? The blood. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Not the. Did you notice Pastor said blood of Jesus, not bulls and goats? Amen, but the Lamb of God
Amen.
Went to the old rugged cross, died on that cross for your sins and my sins. I'm talking about that precious blood, this powerful blood.
Amen.
You cannot resist that powerful blood when it comes in the convicting Spirit of God. Amen? There's power in the blood, the old songwriter said. Then the songwriter also said, saved by the blood of the crucified one. Praise God, aren't you glad this morning that somebody came and paid sin's debt for you? Aren't you glad you don't have to die and go to hell? How many of you glad you're saved this morning and going to heaven?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say hallelujah? Can you say glory to God?
Glory.
Isn't it wonderful this morning to be saved by that powerful, precious blood of the Lamb of God?
Amen.
Well, I tell you, we ought to rejoice in the fact that we'll never enter into the gates of the hell itself. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad there'll be no torment where we're going? Aren't you glad where there'll be no fire and brimstone where we're going? Aren't you glad there'll be nothing but peace and joy and happiness in heaven where we're going? Lord, have mercy. When I think about that blood, when I think about that divine blood, that was shed on that old rugged cross just for me. If I'd been the only person on planet Earth, he would have died just for me. But I'm glad, thank God, he died for the whole world. Whosoever will may come. You've not gone too far. You've not sinned too much. That divine blood cannot wash that sin away. And then you know what he'll do for you and me when he washes our sins away? He'll put our sins behind his back, never to remember them again. And when the devil brings them in front of you and you go to the Lord, he says, as the songwriter has written, What sins are you talking about?
Amen.
Praise God, isn't it wonderful that He, the Lord Jesus, who died sacrificially for you and me, that He does not remember our sins when He washes them in His blood. That's the greatest of all miracles.
Amen.
When I think about somebody with a mind and a heart and a lifestyle so filled with the iniquity of this world, that it ought to make a man go crazy when he thinks about what he's done or she's done in life, that God would take us and erase that out of our mind and put it behind his back. And when the devil does resurrect it, he'll say to you and me, I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
I don't remember them anymore.
Right.
Lord, I'm telling you, if you're saved this morning, we are rejoicing the fact that God has forgotten our sins.
Yes,
amen. Even somebody from Bob Jones ought to be able to shout.
Amen.
I like to pick on my friends from Bob Jones. The song says, what can wash away my sin? Aren't you glad we know what can wash away sin?
That's right.
The blood of the sacrificial one. He's the only one. Then I thought about, Old Glory, why is it worth protecting? Because God has given us a book to guide by.
Amen.
Notice what he says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and 21. For the prophet came not in old time by the will of man. Notice what he says. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I'm not much on changing words, but I heard Dr. Tom Malone years ago preach on 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. We talked about they were moved. He said that word moved is a word that means carried us along. I'm not for changing all these words in the Bible. I understand what move meant, don't you?
Amen.
But I'm glad, thank God, that movement carries us with Him by the spoken word of God.
Amen.
To these men who have written it down, penned it down under the inspiration of God.
Amen.
When I think about 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture, not just Genesis 1:1, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, breathed out from God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, we heard some good doctrine taught in Sunday school, didn't
Amen.
We? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You want to know how to, is it right or wrong? Ask God about it.
Amen.
Somebody said, if there's a question mark about it, just don't do it. Then you'll be safe. Amen?
Amen?
That's instruction in righteousness. When I talk about the authority of the Word of God, I'm glad that this book guides me under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When I think about the power and its author, he said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. When I think about its age, the stability of the Word of God. Turn with me in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 24 and 25. It says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth thereof, falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. For this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Praise God, isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
When I think about the Bible that guides me. I'm glad we have a guidebook, aren't you?
Amen.
I'm glad, thank God, that God has given men in this time to write good books, but there's nothing like this book.
That's right.
Amen. One of the best books. You want to study prophecy? You want to know what's going on in prophecy? You have a hard time with it? Buy the book, Things to Come by Dwight Pentecost. I believe that's under the inspiration of God. That's a great book. So when I'm thinking about the book and the stability of this book, God has given people great minds to write things to help us to learn more about Him, to exalt His name in our life. And then notice something else I'm talking about why old glory's worth protecting is because of the body that I belong to. Amen. I'm a church man.
Amen.
I believe in the church. You know, I don't understand what's going on today about the church. The devil has used COVID-19 to shut down the church. But I think we're all just going to church myself.
Amen.
Amen. You mean the God that created the universe? The God has kept it going like it's going for all these years, can't protect you and me at church?
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen. That's
right. Do you think then that if God created the church for you and me to come and be in the church, I'm talking about the local assembly now. I'm well aware of what constitutes a church. It's a band of born-again, baptized believers seeking to carry out the Great Commission of the Lord. I know what the church is. But the local church God has put here for you and me to come to assemble ourselves together to worship Him in spirit and truth. And you think the God that knows everything, that created all things, can't protect you and me at church? What He has divinely set up? Why are we so afraid?
Amen.
I see you at Walmart.
Right.
I see you at places you want to go. It's convenience for somebody who wants an excuse not to come to church. Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Preach on, preacher. I mean, you get silent on me, I'm going to preach hard about the church. You're trying to tell me that God has divinely set up a place called the church and we let the devil keep us from coming? God help us.
Amen.
Put your mask on if you want to. Maybe some of you look better. That's a joke now. Don't get mad at me. I wasn't talking about you. I think all y'all look pretty good. What I'm trying to say, I'm glad I belong.
Amen.
To the church, the
Amen.
Body.
That's right.
I am a church man. Y'all listening? Everything I do, I want to go through the church. Amen. Y'all with me? I'm glad, thank God, I belong to the body of believers. You know who my friends are? Christians.
Amen.
You know who I run with? Christians. Sometimes I do play golf with somebody that's not saved. I was asked one time when I was going to play golf by myself, and he said, well, I'll have to put you with somebody. He said, do you mind? I said, no, if they don't mind, I don't mind. I said, if they don't mind me getting on to them if they cuss, I don't mind playing with them. I said, they don't mind me talking to them about the Lord, I don't mind playing with them. Amen. I mean, when they ask you a question, you got the floor. Lay your heart out at it. One of them said, well, I'll just wait for somebody else and play with them. I said, amen, I appreciate you doing that. He said, I'll liable forget and throw my club and say something. I said, you know I'm going to say something back to you, don't you? He said, yeah. He said, that's why I'm going to choose to go with somebody else. What I'm trying to say to you, I'm a church person.
Amen.
I belong to a body of believers.
Amen.
Now notice something else. I'm the bride. Amen. Christ is the bridegroom.
Amen.
What a wonderful time it is. Then I'm Baptistic.
Amen. 100%
Baptistic. I believe in baptism by immersion.
Amen.
Not sprinkling. If you notice, the Bible said they went down into.
Yeah.
It's hard to get in a glass of water. I was preaching a funeral down in Campbellville, Florida. And they only had one church in that town. That was a Methodist church. And they invited the Methodist preacher to say a few words because it was his church. They was having the funeral. And I'm preaching the funeral. I'm sitting here on the platform. He's sitting up here on the platform. And I said to him, I saw that big old cup of water up there. And I said to him, appreciate you getting me a glass of water. He said, don't drink that. That's my baptistry. And I said, well, how do you get into it? I wasn't thinking. I just said, how do you get into that? He just looked at me, you know. But I believe in baptism by immersion. I like it, don't you? When I think about baptistic, I believe in participating in the Lord's Supper. As often as you do in the name of the Lord. I believe in eternal security. I believe once saved, always saved. Amen. I've been trying to figure out, of course I don't want to know really, how do you get out? There's no books on how to get out. There may be books on sin and all that, but how do you get out once you get in? Of course, I've not met anybody that wanted out, really. I've said so often, I've never met anybody on the way back. Amen. Right. I'm thankful. Thank God for eternal security.
Amen.
Now, if we could get out, a lot of us have worked on getting out. But aren't you glad you can't get out?
Amen.
Aren't you glad God said, once we in, we are in forever.
Amen.
I give unto thee eternal life. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Aren't you glad for that? Then I'm glad being baptistic. I believe in the priesthood of believers. Amen. What I'm saying to you this morning, thank God for Old Glory, the land of the free, where you and I can come in here this morning and worship Him in spirit and truth. Aren't you glad? Thank God. If you want to raise your hands, you can. Aren't you glad if you want to say amen, you can?
Amen.
Aren't you glad when you don't want to say it, you don't?
Amen.
Thank you. I knew somebody was going to help me on that situation. Because we have a lot of silent amens in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, aren't you glad, thank God, we live in the land of the free, where we can worship the Spirit of God in truth. Aren't you glad, thank God, we can stand if we want to? Aren't you glad we can say the Pledge of Allegiance in the church house if we want to? Aren't you glad we can pay attention to the Christian flag, our homeland flag? Thank God for that flag, but there's my flag.
Amen.
There's my homeland flag right there. Amen. That's the Christian flag. That's not something to decorate the church building. That's your flag and my flag. That's our flag that represents our country. We're pilgrims and strangers. We're just passing
Amen.
Through. This is not my homeland colors forever. There's my homeland colors forever. Thank God for the Christian flag. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, hey, listen, that we live in the land of the free. And I'm glad for the believers that I associate with.
Yeah.
I got some good friends, good friendship. None better than Brother Terrell. Brother Joe, how long have we been knowing each other? 35, 8, 40 years? Yeah. Yeah, we preached everywhere for him, with him. Ohatchee, all them places. Eat Miss White's dinner. Yeah, buddy, I'm telling you, we've been friends a long time. He's a dear friend. And Miss Donna, she's been such a blessing. I've eaten at her table. I've told jokes to her, and she's laughed when it wasn't laughable. And then I'm talking about our friendship. Amen. We must agree on doctrines.
That's right.
Amen. I'm a Bible believer, aren't you?
Amen.
I'm thankful for my family that I live with. I'm glad God is still God. Listen to me this morning just for a moment. I'm glad we have, oh glory. I have promised my Lord that I wouldn't let anybody burn that flag in front of me. Y'all listening?
Amen.
I promised my Lord that I would protect the heritage that I have been given by people who have died on foreign soil for us. And I said to the Lord, all that I love about America, I love the church greater. I hate to see the church abused and misused and talked about and lied on. And I promised the Lord that I wouldn't let anybody in my presence do that to the house of God. I'm talking about why old glory is worth protecting, because God has put a stamp of approval on America. But now God is removing his stamp of approval. When we can now state on our state flag, in our states, we can put rainbow flags next to our state. I thought, God, are you going to burn up America like you did Sodom and Gomorrah? When we recognize transgenders and pride, I don't even want to use that word ever again.
Amen.
The word pride, the most suicidal group of people in America are sodomites.
Yeah.
You may have some in your family, I may have some in my family, but that doesn't mean I got to approve it or associate with it.
Right.
I'm saying God is turning his back on America because of the way we're going.
Amen.
I never thought I'd see somebody in the White House openly kiss another man. Buttigieg kissed his, whatever you call him, whatever they are. I call them by the Bible word sodomites.
Right.
I don't call them queers. I call them sodomites. And God burned up the whole city of Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sodomy that's going on. And God help America to turn her back around to God instead of sodomy. God bless America. Let's stand, please, with our heads bowed and eyes closed, while they come to make ready an invitation. If you're an old-fashioned, red-blooded American this morning, you like to come and honor what the Lord has done in your heart in this land of free, and say, God, would you turn America back to you? Would you slip out and come bow around an old-fashioned altar? That's right, come on. 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 Help me to stand firm for the Lord. Our Father, I pray you'll take what's been said now and somehow use it to bring glory and honor to your name. I ask you to bless these at the altar. Lord, grant to them the desires of their heart according to the will and the way of God. Bless and have your divine way. And Lord, what you do, we'll certainly thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. What we're saying.